Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live. We're launching into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And King Mark.
Phone lines are loaded up, and you can join us here about whatever's on your mind. We've been discussing a lot about immigration, where supposed small government conservatives apparently are aligned with Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders advocating for closed borders. How does that make you feel, given that many of the people who would call about immigration probably would claim to not like Bernie Sanders? Maybe there'll be some conservatives supporting Bernie Sanders here before you know it. Anyway, our position on this show is freedom. Freedom, baby. When it comes to travel, people who are peaceful should be able to cross whatever arbitrary government boundaries that there are, especially to come into a supposedly free country. But there's also been a lot of other people calling about other things. So let's go into your calls and thoughts, because you can bring up anything. We'll start with Chris in Bozeman, Montana. Hey, Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, it's Chris Griffin, the program director on your affiliate up here. How are you?
Hey, dude. What's happening?
Hey, and I'm sorry, I wanted to go through the listener experience of going through the line. First of all, as you were talking earlier about Montana radio, yeah, if you're in Bozeman, it stops on 1450.
Sweet. On the AM
dial. The other thing, and I'll go very quickly through this, regarding podcasting and taking people's material, I agree with Keith Richards. I spoke with Keith maybe 5 years ago, and he says, you know, nobody bootlegs crap, man.
So
taking.
But we have to look at the kind of world we're going to leave for Keith Richards.
Oh, you've seen the internet meme.
I love it.
No, but it's absolutely true. But, you know, if somebody wants to take my material, as long as I'm given credit and they don't appropriate it as their own for any of my interviews or any of your conversations or anything that's broadcast on the station up here, you know, I think as long as you give it proper credit, everything should be free to share. Thirdly, Bernie Sanders.
Slow down on the Bernie Sanders, Chris. Slow down. Let's talk a little bit about sharing. I think that's a pretty good position to come from. That's a reasonable position to come from. That's Creative Commons, right? So you a fan of the Creative Commons license?
Yeah. Look, if you really dig what I've done and want to share it, whether it's on the internet or otherwise, as long as I'm giving credit as the creator, that is fair. That's fair game as far as I'm concerned.
So I'm with what you're saying, and like generally, but I think one of the difficulties is I don't know who created the wheel, but I'm rolling around on four of them on the way home tonight, and I don't know whether it's Tharg or Arg or you know, Blag who created it, but he's not, or whether or not it's a woman for that matter created the wheel, they're not getting credit. So at some point or another, this falls off a cliff.
Well, ultimately, yes, but, I mean, we know who painted the Mona Lisa. Shakespeare is even in debate, even until this day.
Yeah, sure is.
I know what I've created in interview, in conversation, such as yourselves. You know, I can go and pull air checks of interviews that I have done, and I know that I created that or caused my guest to say that. Please, go ahead.
I go further than you. I mean, I respect where you're coming from. I think that's a much more reasonable position than people who believe in copyright and all that nonsense. But I think that, you know, the thing that where I'm coming from on this is, I guess, that I don't want to spend my time chasing down even somebody who's, you know, violating that agreement. If I were coming from your perspective and like, well, I want everybody to give me credit, I got better things to do than to go after somebody who doesn't give me credit, because by going after that person, filing some sort of lawsuit, it's only going to bring more attention to them. And so it's not, first of all, I'd rather spend my time making more radio than filing lawsuits. But secondly, filing that lawsuit is only going to raise their profile. They were probably just some, you know, SoundCloud channel that nobody subscribed to. And now, you know, with a lawsuit, now there might be news articles about their SoundCloud channel, and then all of a sudden they get more attention. So in most cases, it's not even worth it to go after somebody who even breaks that rule or any other. What do you think?
No, I absolutely agree with you. Would I go to court over somebody who used an interview of mine that didn't properly credit me? No, I would just consider them completely unprofessional and pay them
right
attention. But that goes away. But, you know, when I send audio out to people I've done interviews with, if they request the audio, I say, if you use this publicly, I've recently done this with a U.S. senator who requested the audio of the conversation. I said, if you use this publicly, please just credit that it was interviewed by Chris Griffin 14.
Perfectly reasonable.
It's a reasonable position.
Perfectly reasonable. Yeah, I'm totally on board with that.
And if they don't, am I going to take them to court? And if it was anybody else, would I do that? No. I can only
right
make that request because I think it's professional courtesy. Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
Bernie Sanders, I was living in Vermont when he was elected mayor of Burlington. I was living in Vermont when he was elected to Congress. I was not living in Vermont, or maybe I was, or I had just left after the election when he was elected senator. Bernie personally is a very, very good human being.
Yeah, I think so.
Well-intentioned human being. Some of his political ideas, very populist. Was tagged in his, he's tagged still to this day as a socialist because that's what he ran on when he ran for the mayor of Burlington. I think he's become a little more conservative. He's almost a left-wing liberal now.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions, as they say.
Well, that's exactly where I'm going. Bernie has very, very well-intentioned ideas that on a federal level, if he were elected president, would probably not work all that well. Finally, and you can guys can spout off on Bernie however you want. Finally, as far as Red Cross, in volunteer organizations or where you make your donations to help people. And the Red Cross is probably one of the worst benefit to institution financing ratios of all international aid agencies. But the Red Cross, if my home burns down and my neighborhood burns down, the Red Cross is going to be here. If there's a typhoon in San Diego, the Red Cross is going to be there. They are, even though they have probably, and don't quote me because I think their return from donation is 70-30 somewhere in that neighborhood, but don't quote me on that.
But 70% being spent on what?
Aid, 30% being spent.
That's typical. That's fine. That's pretty typical for private organizations, and it's the reverse for governments where they spend 30% on aid.
A lot of religious organizations will get their operations from their home church and then be able to give more, but you really can't expect that from a sectarian organization.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about the Red Cross. Chris Griffin, you're the morning host over there, right, on KMMS?
Yeah, I am, and I'm terribly sorry to monopolize your time.
You know what? I love it. I think it's so fun. Free Talk Live has more program directors as callers, I think, than any other syndicated radio show.
We whip them up.
Well, as I said, I wanted to go through the listener experience as to what it is to talk to you guys. So,
good. How was it? Was it easy?
I was on hold for during the news break, and my engineer is optimizing the station website stream based on when you guys picked me up. And is trying to, because we have some problems with our online stream. You guys don't.
That didn't answer my question, Chris. The question was it easy when you called into the show? You wanted to feel what the listener experience was like. I'm not asking if your studio's in good shape.
Yes. No. I called in. I got a gentleman answered. Said, "What's your name? My name is Chris. Where are you calling from? I'm Bozeman, Montana." What do you want to talk about? Montana radio?
Boom. That's it, right?
Yeah, that was it. And it put on hold, stuck through the bottom news sweep.
It is that easy to get on the air here on Free Talk Live. Chris, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate the intelligent thoughts tonight. Really couldn't disagree with much that he was saying.
Nope.
And, you know, Montana, good people out that way.
Yeah, I hope that my claim that you can hit the scan button on your radio and not hit anything in Montana, that's just what happened to me.
You know, like, you weren't driving through Bozeman at the time.
No, I was on the road. Right. I was going, I could go 95 miles an hour out there back in the day.
If you're in Bozeman, you can get us on KMMS, and we'll continue here. If you're elsewhere, you can get our full affiliates list over at affiliates.freetalklive.com. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything here. 855-453. Also, Skype in. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And King Mark.
We have ProXPN here as well. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to encrypt your internet connection. Right now, your own internet service provider is likely saving your surfing history, meaning they're copying down all the websites you visit, the search terms you enter. They may be keeping that log information for several years in some cases, and also criminals trying to sniff your Wi-Fi packets. ProXPN protects you from that prying and spying when you go and download their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. You get through the easy setup process, and you're protected. One account works for all of your devices. You don't need a separate account for each device. ProXPN.com/FTL. And use our discount code FTL50 to save 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy their annual account. Again, code FTL50 breaks down the price to about $5 per month. And that premium account gives you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. Get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to ProXPN.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's continue. You can bring up what you want. We'll go next to Robbie, listening in Virginia to WLNI in Lynchburg. Hey, Robbie, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing? It's my first time on Free Talk Live. So
welcome, sir.
Thank you guys for having me. And
thanks. Go ahead.
I was just calling to bring up a lot of people, and as you guys were talking about tonight, a lot of people who would characterize themselves as being, very conservative, almost a libertarian hardline folks are, sounding a lot like Bernie Sanders. And the reason I would say that is because there's a lot of people on, when we talk about the rise of Donald Trump and the rise of the Bernie Sanders and stuff like that, that these people, that they're not necessarily attracting people from the far right and the far left. There's this huge pot of populist voters who have been just sitting there for a long time. We saw a lot of it in 2008 with Barack Obama. Perot was a big one. And, it goes all the way back to the late 1800s and the early 1900s where you had, the monopolies, partnering up with the federal government and those things. And we have this huge lobbyist problem in this country where, both sides, if you look at the campaign donations for John McCain and Barack Obama in 2008 and also Mitt Romney in 2012 and Barack Obama in 2012, on both sides, Goldman Sachs is on top of the list. And UBS and all these other major banks are all on the top of the list. You have this major lobbyist problem, and both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders with his policy talking about providing public funds for individuals to be able to run for office and that kind of thing, and then Trump coming out and talking about the system being broken in regards to lobbyists, there's just this big group of people who see that the system is stacked against them, and they're just looking for hope. And so
I think you're exactly right here, is the more powerful the position, the more likely that somebody who's bought and paid for by big businesses and big banks is going to occupy it.
Obviously.
I'm 100% with it. And I also agree that both Trump and Sanders are populist candidates. They're essentially,
say what everyone wants to hear.
The bear riding the unicycle, juggling the bowling balls, right? But here's my question for you.
I'd vote for that.
I would too. And for the populists out there, is do you think that the majority, or the majority of the U.S. population, is even qualified to decide what policies positions should be for the government?
Well, that's a very interesting topic, and I would believe, I believe that there should be a poll test. I don't think that people should be voting who have no idea of what the issues are. But the thing is, I don't think that a large portion of this populist vote is people who, at this point, who are polling. People who are paying attention are people who are not necessarily ignorant voters. They're people who see things that are going on in their daily life, just like the guy who called in earlier talking about his family members who were cut down, from immigrants and that kind of thing. And other people who, the other guy who called in from, it was either Indianapolis or whatever, talking about how he employs, immigrants and those things. It's people who are paying attention. It's people who are informed. And I would say that the vast majority of the country is not, should not, vote unless they have at least some sort of a, you know, a knowledge of what is going on. But I think there are a lot of people that are paying attention, and they're seeing people who are finally willing to stand up and say something. You know, and it's really kind of disheartening if you look and you're trying to find a candidate, someone to vote for, you know, it being an independent looking at both sides. And, I mean, even Ted Cruz's wife is a major managing director for Goldman Sachs. I mean, what are you supposed to do? I mean,
here's what I would do if I were you. Vote for Vermin Supreme.
Vermin Supreme, exactly.
Do you know who? No. Do you know who Vermin Supreme is?
I really do know who Vermin Supreme is, yes.
Yeah. I mean, who else can you vote for?
He's the guy with the rubber boot on his head, for those that don't know. And, you know, frankly, I love his plank of a free pony for every American. And I'm with him on the fact that toothbrushing should be mandatory. And who can argue with a man who supports zombie power?
As he says, all politicians are vermin, but I am the vermin supreme.
And what it really is, this is a lampoon of how valueless your vote is in the area of candidates. You know, as well as I do, your vote has never made a difference in a general election for the President of the United States.
No, if you don't have $1 million, your vote doesn't mean anything. If your vote still doesn't.
Your $1 million might mean something, but your vote is not going to matter.
Absolutely nothing. It's just like here in Virginia where we had Ed Gillespie running against Mark Warner. Ed Gillespie was a career lobbyist, and then they try to paint, you know, the Republican Party tries to paint him as the answer, you know, to the liberal takeover of Virginia, you know, as being a new Republican Senate candidate. And the sad thing is the amount of elderly people that I saw coming out to the vote that I had never seen before coming out to vote for Ed Gillespie and those things. And the thing is that they were voting for someone who was just, you know, it was just part of the problem. And I know that, you know,
what's new?
The system's not something that we can fix, but just because it, you know, we make this argument, and I'm guilty of making this before, that since we can't fix the argument, then why have it? But, you know, the thing is with capitalism, and I know from listening to you guys tonight, you guys, you know, free market capitalists and those things, and the invisible hand of the market cannot correct things as long as the government sits there and provides, you know, tax exempts and those things to people and props the system up.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many companies that the government props up, right? That should have gone out of business years ago, not just the banks, but automotive dealers. Robbie, great call. Really smart. Appreciate it, man.
Sustainable energy is a really good one. People will try to compare solar panels and windmills to oil. Well, you can't, because the oil industry gets huge benefits from the government. There's no way to even quantify what they get as far as tax breaks and, bonuses for looking for oil and given places and that sort of thing. You can't even see what competition looks like until you get the government out.
All right. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We actually started the show out with a clip of Bernie Sanders and his opinions about closing borders and how he believes that open borders is a right-wing conspiracy. Even though a bunch of people who would probably call themselves right-wing constantly call this show advocating for closed borders. So they're both on the same side of that issue. You can comment on that or anything that's on your mind. And if we get the chance, we'll play the remaining minute or so of his comments. 855-450-FREE. Of course, you can also bring up anything that you like. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. And we do it live 7 nights a week. 855-450-FREE. Or Skype in. You'll sound really good if you're on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live coming up on the live Saturday edition.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back. More of the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live is happening right now, and we've got time for you if you want to join us here. 855-453 is the number. Teenvention is coming up in just about two months away at this point. Just about three months. Anyway, the end of October, October 30th through November 1st, it is a great excuse to come check out New Hampshire. We've talked a lot about the Free State Project and some of the activism and the activists that are up here, the wonderful stuff that goes on, because we've actually got liberty-loving people joining the Free State Project, which is a movement of concentrating our activism in one geographic area. And people are moving here, and they're getting active in a variety of ways, some within the political system. Others are doing things like cop block. There's so many different types of activism happening here. I created Keenvention to focus in on New Hampshire liberty activists and what's happening up here, so people can learn from it, maybe take some ideas back to where they're from, or hopefully plan to make the move up here to New Hampshire and join us. There's some great things that happen in New Hampshire, great excuses to come up here and visit. There's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a camping fest in the summertime that the Free State Project puts on. The Free State Project also puts on the Liberty Forum event, which happens in the winter. But there wasn't a fall event, and so we made Keenvention, and it's going to be happening for its third year this year. It's all of $60. to get in for the entire weekend. That gets you into the Halloween costume dance party, as well as all of the Keenvention speeches and panel discussions. You cannot find a convention for at that low of a price.
I mean, nope.
Hotel conventions, you're usually, I mean, Liberty Forum is usually like $200 or something
That's
like that.
Cheap.
And then there's also, you know, the industry conventions that we go to where it's like $500 a ticket for one, you know, 1 or 2 days or something like that. And so go to keenvention.info. You can actually watch video footage, the entire panels and speeches from past year's Keenvention. So you can actually see what it was like previously. It's an intimate event. There's maybe about 100 attendees each year. And so you really get to know people. You get to meet a lot of the activists that you just hear about or you'll hear call this show. So it's a really unique flavor for an event that you don't really get up here at the bigger events like Liberty Forum and Porkfest. I'm not saying don't go to those. They're great. We're there every year, but Keenvention, it's a different speed, and it's a lot of fun. So go to keenvention.info. That's keenvention.info, and lock your tickets in now for just $60 or Bitcoin for the entire weekend. Robin is in Pennsylvania. You are on the line with Free Talk Live. Hey, Robin.
Hey, I'm at McDonald's, so if you hear a TV in the background, that's why.
Okay.
I have traveled the last 20 years and have seen dramatic increases in Mexicans across the country, especially in the Southwest. I really think the illegals should go back and get in line. I also think that the Jesuits, the Catholic Church, has a big hand in what's going on, because most Mexicans are Catholic and they're bringing them into the country. I feel that, and also,
you think this is a Catholic conspiracy? Is that what you just said?
Yes, I really feel that it's got a lot to do with the Pope and the Catholic and the Democratic Party. And
what about the Chinese people who are coming into the United States?
They're pretty high on the illegal list.
As many of them.
And not as many, but they're very, very high as far as the numbers.
There's a lot of them.
And it would be hard to build a fence as effective as the Pacific Ocean. I'd like to point that out.
But are the Chinese people who are coming in, are those like also a religious plot? Or is
it
just
Chinese, I've noticed, are settling in the Washington, D.C. area, for one. They are everywhere.
Mostly California and the West Coast.
I see them settling everywhere, opening restaurants. Thank God for it, too.
And I
want to know more about this Catholic conspiracy. This is a new one. I got to say, we've talked about immigration a lot. Mark, we've talked about immigration a lot on this show, and usually it's they're taking our jobs and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
You'll hear the Catholics blame for everything. This is an old bigotry that dies hard.
I've just never heard this on the immigration issue. Can you tell me more about this?
Catholics are strict, and they do what the Pope tells them to do. They have a lot of Mexicans and other Catholics in the United States. The Pope will be able to control the United States.
This was the argument against JFK taking the office of president. Did the Pope control JFK?
I was a little girl back then, so.
Well, I think the answer is no. And most Catholics are not controlled by the Pope. I'm not answering for you. I'm telling you historically what sort of occurred.
Well, he was the first Catholic president.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and, you know, there was a lot of, in fact, Kennedy got shot, you know, so there may be a problem there.
Reagan got shot, too. He wasn't Catholic. So did McKinley and Lincoln.
Is this?
Garfield.
I'm just curious. Robin, help clue me in here, because I'm new to this Catholic conspiracy theory. Are you saying that the Pope has made a public edict for Mexicans to come into the United States, or are you saying that it's a secret sort of pronouncement that he's just sort of telling his bishops, and then the bishops are telling the what do they call them, vicars? I don't know what the heck they are.
Don't you think it's funny that a Spanish pope was chosen, the Pope?
Not really. No.
From South America that knows all the Spanish things that anybody could know. He probably is the closest one into Mexico that knows. He can control these people. He can get through to them.
These people.
Wow. All right. That's about all I got there. Thanks, Robin. Wow. Wow. Any Catholics out there feel like commenting on that? Are you beholden to every word that the Pope utters from his pie hole? If the Pope tells you to jump off a bridge, are you going to go and do it? I mean, come on. This lady is ridiculous.
I got to say that there's – so if you want to see how much the Catholics adhere to the church teachings of the church, just ask how many of them use prophylactics or birth control or something like that. You'll see the Catholics, by and large, are using birth control because, well – that's what the incentives from the economy bring.
So wait, is the Pope is saying do not use birth control? And
that's what the church says. I don't know what the Pope says specifically.
Well, I would think that
this Pope has deviated from sort of church doctrine for some time.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Dan is listening in Florida in Chattahoochee. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Way down on the channel.
Well, thank you very much. It's easier to get in than I thought it would be.
It's super easy.
Well, actually, yeah, it is.
It's actually the hardest night to get in tonight. But
Free Talk Live is the easiest show.
Yeah, it's really easy in general to get on this show. We're on seven nights a week, as you may or may not know. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, got a brief comment about Bernie. I'm a Republican, very conservative, but. When it comes down to it, if, depending on how the Republican primary seems to be going at the time the deadline comes, I may switch to Democrat just to vote for Bernie.
Why?
So I get to vote against Hillary for twice.
Now, here's my question. I got to admit, I don't really care about the federal presidential candidates. The only time I hear about who they are is when they come to Keene, New Hampshire, so I can go ambush them with a video camera. Half the time, I don't even know who they are. There was some guy here this week I never even heard of before, and I couldn't go because I was working at the county fair. Who else is running in the Democratic race? Is it Bernie Sanders and Hillary, and that's it? Because I've heard the Republicans have like 13 or 15 or something, 18 candidates.
It might as well be it.
I think the Republicans have got 17 now. I'm actually active in Ben Carson's campaign. Love the guy. He's the answer, but I don't give him an awful lot of chance.
None of these people are the answer.
I'm really not interested in Ben Carson telling me that I got to vaccinate my kid.
Him and Bernie are the only two honest ones up there, in my opinion.
Well, I bet you'll find out that's not true about either of them as you start to learn more about them. But so neither of y'all have heard of any other Democratic candidates except for Vermin Supreme?
Oh, there's another one. I can't remember his name. He's the governor of one of them little states up there in the Northeast. I don't remember.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number tonight to get you on the radio in a bunch of places.
I got Martin O'Malley, Lincoln Chafee.
I've heard of that second name. I don't know who it is, but
I don't know what to do for you.
855.
Jim Webb.
450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up here in moments.
I keep getting emails from Run Biden Run. I'm really excited about that one.
All right.
I mean, he's the funniest vice president we've had since Dan Quayle.
I actually had encounters with both the Hillary and Bernie supporters today at the fair. I'll talk about it coming up.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We have a few moments left here. There's time for you. If you make the call now, you can join us here on the radio waves at 855-453. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And King Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can amp Free Talk Live over at amp.freetalklive.com. A-M-P as in amp. freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, the amp-only Facebook group, which is a really cool thing, and you get it all for as little as $5 a month, and that helps us because we invest that money into the program to improve Free Talk Live and get on more radio stations around the country. Expand our satellite listenership as well. So go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and the fun. Johnny, listening to the Mike 92.1 WXXM in Madison. Go ahead, Johnny.
Gentlemen, good evening. I just wanted to throw out this point. You know, I've lived here in Madison for 13 years. There is not a single commuter train here anywhere. There is not a single Amtrak passenger train that comes out of here to go to the West Coast. When balls of flame blow across the interstate highway in places like Southern California and the passenger cars explode into balls of flame, it suggests to me that we might be burning up the planet with our 20th century lifestyle.
Slow down for a moment here. I got to say, I've been at the county fair all week here, so I don't know what's been going on.
He's the bearded lady.
I don't know what's been going on in the news. Has there been some sort of explosion of a passenger train in California?
No, it'd be cars.
No, I'm talking about the wildfires all over the country. And this happened a couple of weeks ago when a wildfire got out of control and they couldn't stop it.
What's that have to do with trains?
Okay, this is jumping issues. No, like wildfires.
I think we should get rid of the cars. That's a 20th century lifestyle. And we're 15 years into the 21st century.
Now, you want to go back to trains?
Yeah, I want a system of commuter trains and commuter rail lines. In Denver, Colorado, they build an airport that's 47 miles from downtown Denver, and they didn't even build a commuter rail line to take people from the airport to downtown Denver.
Here's what my thought on commuter rail is that in Japan, commuter rail does very well, and it's privatized. Because subways did just fine establishing themselves in New York City without being owned by the government.
Originally.
The Amtrak station is significantly closer to my home than the airport is, but it costs me like 10 times as much to get down to, say, Florida on Amtrak than it does, using the airlines. The fact is, this is an outdated model, and Amtrak's run by the government, so you know it's a catastrophe anyway. I don't know what to tell you, but if these things were profitable, somebody would go and do it.
Well, the idea is not to make a profit. The idea is to have a planet to continue to live on.
I think that you're probably right, but I think you might, you know, I
that's
mean,
his like, idea.
I think that railroads certainly produce less carbon than, cars or something like that. But don't you think that they can provide a more tailored traveling experience like cars do and still save on carbon credits? I mean, do we really have to go back to 18th century forms of travel?
I don't consider high speed rail an 18th century form of travel.
Government-owned rail. Government-owned rail fails wherever it is run.
I don't buy that. There's 14,000 miles of high-speed rail around the world, and none of it is in the United States.
Well, I say save your money and start building. Thanks for the call, Johnny.
But he's already said that it doesn't have anything to do with profit. He knows it's going to be catastrophic. That's why he wants the government to run it.
Hmm. Good point. Let's go to Roger, listening in Mobile, the WAVH FM. Hey, Roger.
Yes, I got two questions that come to mind.
All right.
One is the red states turning to blue. My idea would be to have E-Verify and to build a wall.
Oh, boy.
The second thing I'd like to address.
So hold on, let's start with number one here. Hang on, yes, you want to build a wall?
No. E-Verify is number one, which means a whole bunch of government paperwork for small businesses that they don't get paid to fill out. What other form of slavery do you like for small businesses?
Well, someone's going to have to pay the piper for all this that's going on, and I think it's all of us really are going to have.
All of us won't have to pay for the government paperwork that's filled out, just businesses.
Well, it's just my idea.
Let's talk about the wall. I want to talk about the wall before you go on with whatever your second point was going to be. So you want to build a wall. Let me make sure I'm clear on where. You want to build a wall along the north and southern border, right?
No, not the northern border, just the southern border.
Whoa. Why is that? I thought there was a problem with immigration.
From the south.
Are you telling me you don't think that there's Canadians coming here taking your jobs?
I've actually helped employ an illegal Canadian immigrant.
Well, we're talking about illegal immigration, though.
No, this was an illegal Canadian immigrant. I have helped, get a job.
Sir, what makes you think a Canadian is less likely to be, more likely to be legal than someone from Mexico?
Well, their lifestyle up there is much better than it is in Mexico.
Have you been to Mexico?
I have.
Have you been to Canada?
I have.
Okay. So
I don't know why you asked.
Because their lifestyle is, in your opinion, better in Canada, that means there are people who are less likely to avoid the government paperwork? It just sounds like racism to me. It just sounds like you're a bigot.
Right. I think that's really what the issue is. Ian, I think your questions were terrible, but let me ask you this. What's the caller's name?
Well, maybe he hadn't been to those places. It's Roger.
Roger. do you think that
the, I think your crown's terrible.
Do you think the Republican Party is marginalizing the Latino vote, which is growing and going to continue to grow, by proposing to simply put a fence along the southern border as opposed to the northern border? Do you think that looks racist?
Yeah, it depends on each and every person's heart, where they're coming from. I'm not racist at all. It's just no country in the world can sustain people running across their border willy-nilly. You get people from that want to bomb us and hurt us and everything. You just can't let people.
Those people are in Washington, D.C.
How many people have moved across the border that have bombed you? One. Tell me one of them.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. But
yes, absolutely. And it's the United States' foreign policy that might allow the first one to do it. Not immigration policy, their foreign policy. Get the hell out of the Middle East and stop messing with people's lives and dropping bombs off remote control airplanes and blowing up people's kids, and you won't have to worry about anybody sneaking across the border.
Thank you, Roger, for the call. Let's go to Keith. He's in also in Mobile. Go ahead, Keith.
Hey, this is the first time I've heard this show, but I'm just kind of curious. Do you think we shouldn't have borders? No law at all?
You should have borders on your own private property.
For everybody.
Okay. You should have borders on your private property, Keith.
So this country shouldn't have borders.
Well, yeah, I think there's a difference between a border and a border fence. Right? Like, I mean, you can see that there are many, many countries in the world that have borders that they don't have huge apparatus out there protecting it.
But the whole world wants to go to those countries, right?
I think Netherlands, yeah, people want to go there. It's pretty nice.
Oh, okay. I have not seen a mass exodus of 20 million people from...
They don't have people that can walk to Netherlands, right. You know, that might be an issue?
That's the point. Exactly. They don't need a wall.
Okay.
They don't need border protection.
Yeah, but look, I'm really not interested in
your wall. Why don't you walk to
Gunnersville,
Mark?
I don't know your opinion. I get on the radio. I get in my car. Turn my radio on.
My opinion's very clear. I believe free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely, or you don't have free people and you don't have free countries. I don't think that anybody should be obligated to pay for the... can you rebut the statement? Or are you just going to say, wow?
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Then how are you going to have a free country if you're going to tell somebody they can't have the freedom to travel?
I can travel to any country I want to. I can leave.
He's got his government papers.
I got my freedom. You can't have yours. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
I've got government papers. I can travel.
I can't travel to Canada.
Do you really want to, though? I've been there.
Yeah, I'd love to. It's only 3 hours away.
Canadian folks have been very nice when I was allowed to travel to Canada. They were always very nice. Keith, right. You should call us another night, man. We are super short on time. I wish we had more time to talk to you about this, but please. Right. Well, of course you figured that because it's the end of the show. Thank you for the call tonight. But we do other shows 7 nights a week.
Yeah. And tomorrow we'll still disagree with your immigration bullcrap.
By the way, I don't agree with the Hillary supporters or the Bernie supporters, but the Hillary supporters were a lot more interested in Bitcoin today, and the Bernie supporters that I encountered at the fair were just nasty.
They love themselves some fiat currency.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With Easy DNS, you found a keeper. Easy DNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. Easy DNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.